with Detroit's own Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me. That is so mellow. Good evening, it's 11:10. This is Michael Stevens, 1965, The Hollies. And all you gotta do is look through any window.
Look through any window, yeah.
1965, Keener Rock and Roll from The Hollies and Look Through Any Window. It's 11:13 on Keener. This is Michael Stevens.
Radio Frank has the Bellwood Home 8-Track Tape Player at a ridiculously low price. You get famous Bellwood quality at bargain prices at Radio Frank's. The Bellwood Home Tape Player comes in a beautiful oiled walnut cabinet with two matching speakers that will fill your room or apartment with sound you'll love. The Bellwood 8-Track Home Tape Player was designed to list at $89.95. Radio Frank throws out the list price and saves you half. Only $44.95. That's half price. So pick up the Bellwood Home 8-Track Tape Deck at Radio Frank's.
Don't lose your tape deck to thieves. Get a Radio Frank burglar alarm installed today. It'll be fair tonight with a low of 55. Detroit temperature is 63. On WKNR for Centerline and E-Course, Tommy James and Dragging the Line.
The dollar is as good as ever. This is Bob Abshur. The freeze on wages and prices is a good thing for the economy. And what President Nixon has already said, Treasury Secretary John Connally is backing up. In a news conference, Connally says the controls are all-inclusive without plans for any exceptions. The administration is not admitting that the U.S. dollar is in effect being devalued and weakened.
Let me remind you that in terms of the free world gross national product, the United States of America produces 48% of it. Let me remind you that this is the strongest economy on the face of the earth. Let me remind you that every country in the world pegs the value of their currencies to the dollar. Let me remind you that no one kids themselves. We get into periods of disparity here and disequilibrium, and we've been in one for the last several months, where your short-term interest rates drew money out of the United States and created instability in the international monetary field. But to assume that because the president has moved to suspend convertibility of the dollar, to assume that the dollar is going to hit rock bottom is, in my judgment, a very great mistake.
Investors in the stock market are keeping confidence high. The stock trading in New York closed with almost 31.75 million shares traded, and the closing averages rose more than 32 points over the Friday close.
Aretha Franklin and Spanish Harlem. It's 11:23 on Keeter's Michael Stevens Show. 1969 music. Joe Cocker and When Was the Last Time You Dealt a Lady?
Woman out the country.
1969 rock and roll from Joe Cocker and Delta Lady. This is Michael Stevens. It's 11:26 on Keener, and I got a hit preview from Fanny and Charity Ball.
WKNR
Dearborn
presents music.
Keener Gold Rock and Roll from 1961, Fats Domino, and I'm walking. It's 11:34. This is Michael Stevens. More rock and roll, Eric Clapton, and After Midnight.
This is Van Patrick. The Detroit Tigers, 8 games back of the Baltimore Orioles, are resting in Chicago today. They open a series with the White Sox tomorrow night. And when they do, they will have to contend with the American League's leading home run hitter. His name, and I don't imagine many will recognize it, Bill Melton. And he's already the record home run hitter of the Chicago White Sox and the challenger for the league's home run title. And he can see no limit on his potential to slug a baseball out of the park. Melton has been in a battle most of the season with Norman Cash for the leadership. He's only 25. He hit 33 home runs last year to beat the old Sox record of 29 by Gus Zernial in 1950 and Eddie Robinson in 1951. Already, he's far ahead of his record pace with 25 home runs this season. And you got to remember this. White Sox Park in Chicago is a tough place to hit a home run. Yet they have the leading home run hitter in young Bill Melton.
WKNR.